Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Life can feel overwhelming, but you don't have to go through it alone. On my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, I share openly and vulnerably about everything life brings us and what we can learn by living with our hearts a little bit more open. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on self-care, motherhood, healing, and more. You are enough, just the way you are. And this podcast is a reminder of that. Follow and listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.
Hell, you know what that means. It's time once again to talk about your car, your truck, your van, and any problems you may be having with it. And if you want to find out more about what's ailing, take advantage of this guy's knowledge. I'm talking about ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on beautiful Grand Avenue in St. Paul. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Denny.
How are things there at Lloyd's?
Well, busy as always. And
yes.
Yeah.
And that's a good thing.
That's a good thing. Well, yeah. It's been quite a winter. You know, my very first winter in business when I bought my first service station was the winter of 1983-1984.
Oh, that was a run for the record books.
It was a humdinger. And, you know, when you're in the car repair business, of course, cold weather, especially back then, brought you tons of business. And so that was an incredible year for a young guy to be starting in business, and here we are again. Yeah, but like, you know, near the end of my road, and
well, don't put it quite that way. We need you around here for a while.
So. I know.
Don't go away just yet.
Well, we can do the math. 1983 and 1984 to now. That's a long time.
I was talking to my daughter Tina yesterday. I said, you know, the 80s doesn't seem that long ago to some people. But anyway, if you have, again, any kind of a car care question, and Dan's visit here on CCO is a rather brief one, so he'll be taking his leave about 7:45. So any problems you think you might have with your vehicle before you bring it in for service, you want to know what's ailing, why don't you call or text Dan, and it's the same number, and that number is 651-461-9226. We've already got a couple of text messages already, Dan, but let's do this. I know Tim in Fridley, I think, has been waiting on the line to ask you a question. Tim, thanks for your patience. What is your question for Dan?
Hey, long-time listener here. Hey, I've got a 2010 Buick Lucerne. Went to leave work yesterday. It would turn over. It was felt like it was getting gas, but it wouldn't stay running, you know, so it seemed like it wasn't getting fuel to stay running. So I called a tow. The tow driver came out. He tried tapping on the gas tank with a hammer a couple of times to see if there was something going on there with the fuel pump. Still wouldn't start. Hauled it up to my local shop. We got it off the lift. He tried starting it once. Wouldn't start. I got in it, tried twice to get it to start, wouldn't start, turned it over a third time, and then it started up. Wondering, is it something with the fuel pump, or was it possibly just vapor lock? And is there, the shop was closed by the time I got there, so is there a way of testing a fuel pump when it's not acting up?
Well, I mean, you can certainly test a fuel pump when it's not acting up, but it won't do you much good. I'm sure it'll test fine, and so that won't tell us very much. You know, on that vintage of a Buick, they have a theft control device built into the key and into the ignition switch itself. So, in other words, if you put the key in, it needs to know that it's the right key. And that there's a communication that happens between the key and the switch itself. And if that communication's not happening, it won't start in a fashion like what you're describing. So I think you might be on the right track that it certainly could be a fuel pump. They will act that way. And, you know, the test is very simple. There's actually a port where we can screw our fuel gauge right on it. So if you can get it to act up in the next day or two, you'll be able to test the fuel pressure and see if it's working. But I also think, you know, the shop will probably be aware of this model of car and their theft deterrent, you know, deal they have going on with the key, because that's actually pretty common that that will fail that way. So that's just a couple of things for you to think about. And if the car is at the shop, which is probably not, you probably drove it home, but you know, see how it does this morning and this weekend, and if it never acts up again, I guess you're done. If it does act up again, then we'll have to do some diagnostics a little more involved.
Dan, and I know we've addressed this from time to time over the years. In fact, you worked on an old SUV of we used to have. Are fuel pumps always or generally in the gas tank these days?
Yeah, not 100% of
oh,
the
really?
Time,
okay.
But most of the time, yeah, they're
most
pretty
of
much.
The time there.
Yeah, they're you know, that's certainly the most common place for them. Every once in a while, they used to be in the fuel rail somewhere, and I think there's probably still a few models that have them in the fuel rail, but most of the time they're in the tank themselves.
All right. A bunch of text messages as well. I tell you what, let's do that. I'm getting a bit of a signal here. Let's do this. Let's take a quick break. Come right back on the other side. Any kind of a car care question, here's the guy you want to chat with or send a text. Keep in mind this is a phone number and also the text number. 651-461-9226. CCO's Car Care Show here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Don't forget, set those clocks ahead 1 hour as you retire tonight. Good Saturday morning to you. Denny Long here, along with ASU Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Dan, for those that are maybe new to the show or maybe need some help at Lloyd's, where do we find you guys?
Well, you can find us at 982 Grand Avenue, Denny, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul, where the hockey tournaments are going on.
That's right.
This weekend. I was actually down at them last night. That was really fun. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
We'll get you that info before Dan leaves us, which is about 7:45 this morning. Our phone number is also our text number, 651-461-9226, for your car care kind of questions. We've got a couple of Toms on the horn, Dan, plus a bunch of text messages. Let's see if we can get moving here. Tom in Lakeville is our first stop. Tom, thank you for waiting. What is your question for Dan?
Thanks for the show, you guys. So I have a 2018 Honda CR-V, and I took it in and had the tires rotated, and I got less than 30,000 miles on it, and now the adaptive cruise control problem comes on, lane departure migration comes on, and it says there's a problem. I brought it back in. They said that they weren't sure. They thought maybe I hit a pothole or there was construction or something. It's still doing it. What do you think could be the problem? I'll hang up and listen.
Yeah. Well, that, you know, that lane departure and all of that is controlled with a computer and cameras, and I mean it's a system that is on the vehicle, and we have access to that symptom with our that system with our diagnostics equipment, and if that system is acting up, every time you start the car it does a self-check. If it fails the self-check, it disables the system and turns the light on. So that's what's going on. And if the light is coming on, then there should be a diagnostic trouble code stored in that system. And that should give us some direction as to where we should go with that and what's going on with that. And if it's a shop that, you know, doesn't have the capability of interfacing with that system, it's kind of a, you know, a newer type system. They haven't been around all that many years, so some diagnostic equipment won't get in there. But if I certainly we can get into it and see what's going on, and that's what the procedure would be to start with, and then you know, maybe one of those components that are involved, maybe trouble with the camera or whatever is going on. I don't see what it would why it would have anything to do with the tire rotation, but with cars, you never know. Everything is so intertwined. But like I say, I think if you bring it in, if the shop you brought to wasn't able to interface with it, then you should try another one, because we certainly can do that, and that's where the fix will be.
All right. Thank you, Tom. Let's go to another Tom. This one calling in from North Branch. Tom, thank you for waiting. What's your question, please?
Yeah, good morning. I was questioning a battery replacement. On these newer cars with all electronics, can you take a battery out of a car and replace it with another battery? Or do you guys have to hook something up? Or, you know, what's the procedure?
Well, we don't have to hook something up. Yes, you can take a battery out of a car and, you know, disconnect it from the car, put a new battery in and connect it back up, and everything will be fine. You might lose a little bit of memory, but on the newer cars, not even. It'll you know, for a reasonable amount of time, it will even remember where your radio settings were and all that sort of stuff. To protect ourselves so that we don't have to go through the process of reprogramming everything, we do hook up a battery backup, you know, a positive to somewhere positive on the system, and then the negative part of the battery to the ground somewhere on the vehicle, and so that it does not get disconnected from a battery. And the only reason we do that, though, is convenience and time to save us in the event that something does need to be reestablished. The most common thing is the radio. You know, you'd have to reset all the codes. You'd have to reset the clock, all that sort of stuff. So a long answer, but the truth is, if you want to just replace a battery, that's fine. You might have some work to do afterwards. If you don't want to do that work afterwards, then hook up a backup battery while you're working on the vehicle. And if you do that, all of the information will be stored.
Yeah. Convenience is what you're saying.
Yeah, convenience.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah. All right. Very good, Tom. Thank you. Good morning. Texter says, can you explain what turbo and Ecotec means for engine types? I wonder if they're talking about these little buttons or dash lights that you can see from time to time.
Yeah, well, you know, turbo is if the vehicle is equipped with a turbocharger. What that is it's a fan, actually, that's driven by the exhaust, and it pressurizes the intake manifold to give you more power and fuel economy and all of that sort of stuff. And Ecotec, I'm not so sure of. That's kind of a branding thing that I think Ford does with their pickup trucks, and I'm not sure exactly what that is. It probably has to do with, you know, the fuel economy and and all that sort of stuff.
But I've seen that in the various cars I've owned. You're probably right. Well, look, Dan, I'm getting a signal here. We need to take a quick break for that forecast. Just a reminder, we're moving to daylight saving time in the morning, so don't forget we're moving our clocks ahead 1 hour, which means we lose an hour of sleep. So don't forget, turn your clocks ahead 1 hour as you retire overnight tonight. We'll have a few more minutes to go. Dan takes his leave about 7:45 here. So if you have a car care question, we've got a bunch of texts we'll get to when we come back here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long here along with ASC Certified Technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive on Grand Avenue. We'll get you his info before he leaves us, which is probably about 8-10 minutes or so from now. Dan, again, a bunch of text messages. Let's see if we can't do a little bit of a lightning round here. 2018 GMC Sierra, have never been explained what the difference between 4-high and auto 4-wheel is. We generally, they say, leave it in auto 4-wheel in the winter, but wondering if it should only be used in deep snow. Could you explain, and thanks for the show.
Yeah, well, I think the auto 4, you can drive in that all the time if you want. That's just fine. And the 4-high locks it in one more level. In other words, instead of the car automatically switching, you know, from front or rear or applying power as it sees fit, if you put it in 4-high, all of the wheels are actually locked in and you're getting power to each of the wheels if you're in heavy snow or getting stuck or something like that. The most fuel efficient place for it to be, though, is in 4-high. So I think if you, you know, if you read your owner's manual, that's where you'll get an exact description, better than the one I just gave you. But in auto is when you'll get the best fuel economy.
Okay, very good. Tire rotations, texter says, once used a crisscross rotation pattern, so all tires were eventually in all four spots. Now, tires are simply rotated front to back and vice versa. Why do you think the change, and which is better?
Well, you know, that jury is still out. Some people still do it different. They'll move the front ones straight back and crisscross the rear ones, and some people believe that once a tire has been rotating in a certain direction, you should keep it rotating in that direction. And actually, quite often nowadays, tires are designed that way. They're only designed to go in one direction. And if that's the case, you can't crisscross them. They need to be, you know, on the left or right side so that they go in the proper direction. So in that case, you can only rotate them front to rear. I personally only rotate my tires front to rear, and like I say, it's kind of a personal preference thing nowadays, unless the tires are designed that way.
Okay, very good. Let's see, 2015 GMC Acadia maintenance schedule says I need a transmission fluid flush, but shop says the filter change will take 18 hours. Is the filter lifetime, or should I have it changed?
Yeah, I'm not sure about that. I would have to check the information that GM puts out about that. But if the transmission has to be replaced or removed to change the filter, I would not do that. They did not design it that way. So if that's true, then you do not need to change the filter.
All right. This texter has a mid-60s Chevy with drum brakes. That is a summer fun ride. Texter says, I know that they have kits to swap out to front disc brakes, but how difficult of a job is it, do you think? And is this something that Lloyd's Automotive does, or who else might you refer me to?
Yeah, we don't do it. I don't know who does do it. I know that they brakes are a tricky thing for me to get involved in. Doing something other than the way the vehicle was designed gets complicated, and, you know, for a whole bunch of legal reasons, we're not really willing to do that. But they do offer kits, and I'm sure they work just fine. They're designed to work with your vehicle. The biggest part is getting the rotors to mount on properly, and then getting the brake caliper to mount on properly. And so I'm not sure if it's worth the undertaking or not, but But if it is worth the undertaking for you, then the kit will come with directions and modifications that you might have to make. It certainly can be done, but I don't know if you're going to find a shop that's willing to do that because they don't want the trouble.
Okay. Good morning. This texter says, 2003 Dodge Ram 2500. When I turn to the right, the ABS and brake lights come on. When I return to center, they turn off. They do not turn on when I turn to the left. What might cause that?
Well, I bet you have something like a loose connection or a wire that's on the verge of breaking to one of your ABS sensors, which on that vehicle is probably, well, for sure it's on the front two wheels, might be on the back wheels, but I think if you have an inspection done, you'll find that maybe one of those wires is fraying, and under certain conditions, it's losing connection. And something like that is going on that's causing the light to go on the way that it is. If they scan the anti-lock brake system with their diagnostic equipment, they'll be able to know which wheel it is that's acting up, that's causing the trouble, and that will shorten the search a little bit.
Okay. Let's see. This may be one of the last ones here. There's an interesting one. 1992 S10 Blazer, 4.3 with code. It has the stock remote oil filter. Last fall, my oil pressure went through the roof, started spraying out the gasket of the filter. I replaced the lines in the oil cooler, fired it up, did the same thing. My question is, would it be oil pressure regulator in the block or the oil pump? What's happening? It seems that the oil doesn't want to return to the block. Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not sure where the blockage is, but you're right. That is what's going on. Could be in the oil filter itself. We've seen that before where the bypass valve has collapsed and caused that sort of trouble. But there's certainly a blockage somewhere. And, I'd have to get out the diagram and see exactly how the oil flows and where there's a potential for a blockage. But you're right. What you're describing is a blockage somewhere, and we just need to figure out where that's happening.
A lot of potholes out there lately. It seems like they're really appearing a lot more lately. Any advice? I mean, sometimes you get a lot of traffic. There's no way to dodge them. What kind of advice would you have? And are you seeing those the damages at Lloyd's?
We are. In fact, my wife just described this to me last night with her vehicle. I have a truck, so I'm better off than she is, but she has low-profile tires on her car, and she says if she's in a lane and can't switch lanes, she ends up, slowing way down and just about stopping when she sees a pothole, a big pothole coming up. So, that's it. Avoid them if you can. If you have to hit them, go slow and pay close attention because there's lots of them. And they do have bad effects on a car. They can ruin suspension parts. They can bend the wheels. They can ruin tires. We've seen all of that, and we've seen a lot of it this year. So pay attention to that and be careful. If it's your regular driving route, remember where they are. And if they're bad enough, maybe you want to find a new route.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, pretty nasty. Dan, we have to take a break, and we have to run out of here. But let's do this again next week. We'll have another car care show, as we always like to do on Saturday mornings. Dan, have a good week. And how do we get in touch with you guys at Lloyd's?
Well, come on over, Denny. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net. Or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Excellent. Have a great week, Dan. Thanks so much, and we'll have another show next week. Take care,
Dan.
Thanks,
Danny.
Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive, Jack Farrell's Wine Chat straight ahead here on News Talk 830. This is WCCO.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.